in the past, we've seemed to overlook those teams, and it's come back to bite us a little bit. So I think we're going to refocus, especially the way we've started the last two games, which haven't been good. So I think you're going to see a good start from us, and hopefully, play our style and play our game. I know that was successful against them last time in this building. Hopefully we can do that again tonight.
Stephen, what does it do when you've got a second line that can score as much as they have this year?
Well, I think it's more of kind of a 1A, 1B type of thing. We got a lot of depth on this team, and anytime you have that, it's definitely a welcome thing. You look at the amount of goals that we've scored, but it just hasn't come from one line or two lines. Guys have stepped up. I mean, you look at a guy like Brian Boyle, who has 13, 14 goals this year, Paquette. Before Conley was moved, he was over the 10 goals. So, I mean, we could go down the list of the amount of depth that we've had on this team, and that's why it makes for tough matchups for the other teams coming in.
That's really the start to the last two games to play it up the six for tonight.
Absolutely. That's something that we discussed in depth a little bit before practice yesterday was our starts, especially against teams that maybe, like I said before, haven't had the best year. I mean, you look at our games and our starts against teams like Chicago and Montreal and New York. I mean, it seems that we're up for those games. Whatever it is, if it's getting mentally prepared before the game, or just everyone getting a first shift and getting the puck in deep and stop trying all the cute plays that we've made the last couple of games, which caused and resulted in turnovers. So I think the message is pretty clear.
Steve, for a team that's